Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. When we last left the Teen Titans, they were stuck in Times Square with a bunch of people about ready to attack them. So, let's go ahead and pick up from there.
Then we go on to the next book. So, everybody, since Phobia is gone, every citizen is getting their faculties back. They are trying to figure out what's going on, because here's the Teen Titans in the middle of all of this devastation.
Ooh, sorry to backtrack.
No, go ahead.
But there's one point in here where they're fighting their way through the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as the crowd's attacking him. And Robin, of course, being the dick that he is, throws out, "Starfire, don't do anything stupid here." You know, like, she was purposely going to beat the shit out of these people, you know, to...
Well, she's mad.
But like, I realize that she's a violent person. You know, like, that's her thing. Like, you know, she is violent. But... Again, it's just the part where they're treating her like she's stupid. Like
that's okay. I see why you did that. So then we get back to the Titans. They start to kind of attack each other. Like, not like physically attack, but like verbally attack.
Oh, they're all
like mad at each other because they couldn't stop the Brotherhood from taking Raven. And so Cyborg finally is like, "All right, guys, I don't care if you tear each other apart, but let's not do it here.
Like, do it in private where nobody's going to be, you know, reporting into the, you know, freaking tabloids." And
so as they all go off, both Robin and Kid Flash are in their own minds. Robin's like, "I can't hold these guys together anymore. This is, we're falling apart at the pieces." It's like, maybe I should leave and let Lana take over, or Donna take over. And Wally's kind of have the same thoughts. Like, I've got too much on my shoulders. These guys are just at my wit's end.
Maybe I should leave too. And,
yeah.
You know.
So this, they get back to the tower, and there's Wonder Girl, and you know Donna tells everybody that Terry proposed, and she is unsure if she's going to say yes or not. She hasn't given him an answer. But in the meantime, they have to go save Raven.
Yeah, they're all like, Wally's like, "Hey, that's great, congratulations and all, but we've got something more pressing to worry about. Raven's gone." And everybody's like, "Oh."
It's like, "Oh yeah, kind of forgot about that." So we see the Brotherhood basically torturing Raven, trying, like, they each are using their individual powers, except for warp, because all you can do is just warp things.
"Hi, I shall move you around until you tell me what it is I want to know."
Oh, wait,
that's not very French. I was going to say. So they're all using their individual powers to try and get her
to tell them the secret of Brother Blood's powers, but she has
no idea,
no freaking clue.
But
they don't believe her.
No. One thing I will bring up is that when Phobia attacks her, she like goes into, she makes her see this landscape of like death and hell and just fire and just craziness. Basically,
it's a bunch of people that are like spilling their emotions out onto her, so she can't keep control because she's an empath. You know,
yes.
The more people that are around her, the more people that are feeling, you know, deep emotions, the, you know, stronger it's going to affect her, the less hold she's going to have on her own emotions, mm-hmm. which is probably her biggest fear.
Yeah. And the only reason I bring it up is because in one panel, toward the end of it, as she's trying to "quote unquote" save Wally, his face and figure starts to crumble and deteriorate. And it, to me, when I first read it, I'm like, "This is very reminiscent of Crisis when Flash dies and deteriorates and disappears." I mean, I know it's written and drawn by the same writer artist, but it's also 3 years prior to it happening, Crisis. So it was just kind of
a bit.
Basically, I'm like, this is kind of actually.
I'd also like to
awesome.
Point out that Raven's naked at this point in time.
Well, it's also she's
in her
mind. Yeah,
she's been stripped naked of her cloak and cowl, and
so that didn't break her either. She is, from what the Brotherhood thinks, is very strong-willed. The Brain has a different idea. He's going to try a different method. We now go back to the Titans as they're flying toward Zandia.
Yeah, Zandia.
They're having some more internal conflicts with
their
each
turmoil,
other.
Yeah.
You know, their teen drama that they have.
As, you know, adults.
Yeah. And here's another sign of Dick being Dick. You know, Starfire comes up to Robin's like, "Robin?" questioning. Robin's like, "Not now, Starfire." And she's like, really?
She's like, yes.
She literally
now.
Just said your name.
Yes, now you're going to talk to me. And he's like, look, Starfire, please just. And she's like, no, you're going to listen to me. And then, you know, she goes on with, you know, how he treats her like she's stupid and, you know, how, you know, that her thoughts of love are not obviously what they think. And he's like, yeah, you're right. I don't treat you very good. And, well, I guess I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But our customs are different. And sometimes we just like to do things alone. And then she's like, you know, I don't understand, but I'll be patient with you.
So freaking stupid, man. I don't get it. So we cut back to the Brotherhood as the Brain and Mala.
The Brain. Sorry, the French dude. It's freaking hilarious.
That's fair. The Brain and Mala are trying to talk to Raven. And it's all nice. Like, he's saying, hey, this is what's going on. You inadvertently got Blood's DNA or Blood's brain pattern into your soul self. And we just need you to show us where his catacombs are at, where his power lies. We want to stop him. We don't want him ruining our homeland. So she agrees. And they finally go searching for it. At the same time, the Titans show up. At the Zandia airport,
and they're met by, you know, guards. We're revoking your clearance, you know.
It's like, but I got the clearance. What?
But we're the Teen Titans. We can go wherever we want. And dude, then, did you not see the big T on the side of the ship?
Yeah. And then Starfire's getting really angry. It's like, let us through. I'll hurt you.
Well, you got to understand. She's probably already angry at this point in time, dealing with Robin, again, you know. Yeah. And she's like, you know, she's like, it'd probably make me feel really good if I just pounded the shit out of all these people.
Then Blood's acolytes are like, yeah, just let him through. It's fine. We're going to deal with this. And
it's all part of the plan. Let's just go
ahead. Yeah, the police are like, okay, fine, whatever. And we cut to the catacombs where Raven has led the Brotherhood of Evil. And right as they get to where it's at, the Teen Titans come in.
Literally crashing in.
Yeah. Again, another fight ensues. They're trying to save Raven. And Teen Titans are winning. Like, this is... They're kicking some butt. And it shows here that Wally, or Kid Flash, is getting ready to go attack the Brain to stop the Brain. And he uses his telepathy to knock everybody out. Basically, just stop.
Well, everybody except for Raven.
Except for Raven and Donna Troy, or Wonder Girl. Because she warped her away and during the fight. But Raven sees everybody knocked out, or everybody got attacked, and it brings back her vision of when Phobia had gotten her.
Yep.
And was doing her mind tricks on her.
Made her think that all her whole team was dead, and, you know, that...
The fears of everything. So it sets her off. She, her inner Trigun, literally Trigun essence, starts coming out of her soul self. And starts to basically attack everything. And the Brotherhood of Evil wants nothing to do with that. They warp, uses his powers and gets them out of there. While Trigon is taking over Raven.
Yep. And then you've got Wonder Girl flying back in. You know, like, oh, you're Raven, you don't know what you're doing. Stop. You don't want to... This isn't you, you know. And, yeah, I mean, she was right, but...
Yeah. When the girl's able to talk Raven down back to herself, basically have her fight Trigun in herself, and is able to beat him back for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know later on, a storyline down the line, it doesn't work. Like, eventually Trigun wins, but
yeah,
we will get to that in time.
But then, of course, you've got, you know, Wally here at the end, Kid Flash. She tried to kill us, didn't she? Because, you know, he's all in this love-hate relationship with Raven.
Yeah, he's really...
He's a moody little...
Well, again, this is the whole teen, quote, teen
thing. I
say
quote teen, because they're, like, in their 20s, aren't they?
19. I think we... I believe we were established they're about in their 19 to 20.
Yeah.
21, something like that. But that's the end of the issue, of that issue.
But adult Titans just doesn't sound as good.
It really doesn't. Well, Titans works.
Yeah.
But that's a different line.
Yeah.
We'll get to eventually.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the next chapter of Terra Incognita.